Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Jared Freed. So excited. Very special guests, Zach and Katie. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, we were just saying before we started, you're our first Bachelor winners to come on this show. We're so excited.
Yeah. Do we call it winners?
Yeah, what do you call it?
Couple. I don't know.
Okay,
yeah, happy couple. That's a better terminology. Yeah.
Success story.
Because we're in the PR game already.
Oh, you know.
I feel like success stories is like a good one too. You know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Bachelor success story.
Boom. Love it. Boom.
There it is.
Let's hang on to that one.
Thank you for coming on. This is so very exciting. You just said you've been doing the whirlwind adventure, the straight from LA to here. We were talking about how you know that I've made fun of both of you, and I...
Oh, yeah, you roasted us. It's funny. Know.
But it's always in... Listen, it's always in good fun. We're...
With love.
No,
sure.
Love. Right. I can laugh at a lot of things. You gotta laugh at all.
Yeah.
You have to have a good sense of humor in this... This Bachelor Nation world.
I was gonna say, because like you're creative with it, like it's funny.
I try my best. I don't like when it's not creative.
No, when it's just like crazy attacks.
So I guess my first question: you are announced as the Bachelor, and it not exactly the nicest
welcome.
What do you? Because I would assume that I was saying to Jorge before. I was like, if they announce you as the Bachelor, you go, I expect what I expect, but you can't. What did you feel like? What was your feeling when you get announced? And like, I have theories as to why.
Yeah.
But
okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because when that announcement was made, I was already off the grid. So I didn't even have my phone at that point. We were already starting the preliminary stuff for Bachelor. So I didn't initially see the negativity. So I was in my own little Bachelor world already.
A blessing.
It was.
Yeah.
You
it really
started
was
filming,
I,
you said? Already?
Not filming, but it was like the phone was taken away. There was like a 95% chance it's me. You know, get ready for the AFR where we might announce you, but there's a chance we don't.
Interesting.
So I didn't have my phone at that point. I already kind of committed to being out there.
It's like when they give the actors two different endings and they don't let them know what.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So when that like influx of negativity, it never really hit me until I think we were a few weeks into filming and I talked to one of the producers. And he's like, you know, they're throwing out Boring Bachelor and, you know, there's a mixed group. And I'm like, oh, mixed. Okay. And I get back from all of it and I just see kind of the influx or just how much negative news it was. And I was like, huh, like ignorance is bliss.
Right.
And I'm glad I didn't have it in my mind during filming because that shit would get
you can't ignore it. Everyone tells you ignore it. But I do believe...
You
digest it with your eyes. It goes through you. It feels bad. You shit it out the other end.
I think it's good that you didn't know as well. I mean, that would definitely get in my head if I were filming something and like hearing all the outside news and stuff. It could like affect your choices.
Affect your actions.
Exactly. I totally hear that.
Yeah, because like in my mind, if it's like, okay, I'm going to be boring. I mean, this is not how I would take it, but anyone would be like, all right. If I don't want to be a boring bachelor, I'm going to act out of pocket and do stuff that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. And then I'm making a show for a bunch of people that are just going to judge it no matter what.
Your voice doesn't help it either. You have a good voice. I think you could do like voiceover.
Thank you. It is
a calming voice, but it is a robotic voice.
It's AI.
It's a little, I mean, I said it last season when you were with Rachel. That was like one of the jokes I make. I'd be like, he has a very like, I am Zach. So it's like.
Let me do it. Hi, I am Zach.
I mean, that's good.
That's how I talk. Yeah.
I want you doing the directions in my car. Like, I want you doing the Google Maps.
That would be an amazing.
We go.
That's my next gig.
Hey, set up that partnership.
Navigation. I will say, he is not boring in the slightest. He is so goofy, so fun. And not boring at all.
And now, when you find out Katie's from Austin, does that put her above other people?
I wouldn't say it like immediately does. I mean, it's something where if you think long term about it, once you get off of the show, you don't want any crazy obstacles in the way.
Right.
And it's like, okay, Austin's great. I love Austin. I haven't been in Austin for a few months because of the show. But then it was who Katie was as a person and is as a person that I fell in love with.
But I mean, the beautiful love story, I look on a dating app. If you're on a dating app, you look at the menu of the person, you look at their resume and you go, oh, here are things that make me talk to you more. Yeah. You know, like I can understand that Katie comes out of Lima. I'm from Austin. Oh, we know 6th Street. We know West 6th. We know.
For sure.
We know, you know, the taco place. We know, you know, that's got to put you ahead. Katie, you have to feel that, no?
Well, I mean, I only lived there for like 5 weeks before I went and got onto the show.
She was hardly there.
So, yeah, I barely knew Austin. We couldn't talk about our local taco joint because I truly didn't know it.
Where'd you come from?
Canada.
Canada. So that was the Surrey thing.
So what made you move to
That's why you say sorry.
Yeah, I'm from Canada.
Where in Canada?
Just outside Toronto, Kingston, Ontario.
Okay, love Toronto, big fan. Now, okay, so I have questions.
I have answers.
Ooh. What was the advice? Okay, did you feel that Sean Lowe threw you under the bus? He opted out.
Yes, I was so mad at him. I was so mad at him. I'm like, you are the one helping him with this advice. You've been on there all season.
And then you go on,
own it.
See, well, it's funny.
He didn't own it. It's my opinion. I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth. He fucked you over.
I didn't watch. So I'm behind, when I go out on stage is what I know.
Wait, what happened?
So Sean Lowe goes out and he goes, I didn't, that's not the advice I gave him.
Oh my God, breaking news.
No. Okay. So I can maybe clear this up.
Okay.
Because I didn't watch the exact segment of when they brought Sean and Catherine to talk.
Right.
He didn't tell me that. It wasn't advice to take, you know, that whole stance on that week.
Right.
No, it was just in my own mind when I had conversations with him. He's someone I look up to. He's a success couple.
Of course.
And it's like, okay, what he and Catherine has, I want that. And okay, I'm not a big fan of the show. I don't know how it typically goes, but right. Hey, Sean, how did you approach this? So I picked his brain and he took it and had that no sex approach, but his, you know, was faith focused.
Right.
And to me, a guy that's just trying to figure out how to navigate this weird ass week, I was grabbing onto anything I could as a direction.
Right. That makes total sense.
And I was like, I don't know how to do this. I've never been in a position where I am dating three women right before an engagement. And I don't want to hurt anyone. I want this to be clean and not so complicated.
Right.
But in regard, you know, as everyone saw by that action of making that rule,
right.
It tripled the complexity.
Totally.
But my intention wasn't that. And I couldn't help but, like, you're alone in that process in your mind. Like, you could get producer help, but you don't know if you can trust it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's my whole thing about producers.
Right. The producers do the thing of, like, do what you want.
Hey, producers produce.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I mean, I could spit an idea off them and they're like, oh, that's a great storyline or something like that.
Right.
And they'll say, Zach, that's a good decision for you, but it's really not. But anything can happen. I don't blame the week on anyone except but myself. But
I blame Sean, though. This guy fucked you. I don't know. So that makes more sense that you talked. So basically you talked to him. You took from that conversation. Here's what he did.
He didn't tell me to do anything. He's just like, dude, you're going to have your hands full. It's different for everyone. It's different when I was a bachelor than when you're the bachelor. And I just picked his brain on some advice. And I took bits and pieces of it, played with the idea. And I was like, this works because it worked for him.
So it's funny. So then you go, well, Sean Lowe said. And then he has to go on the show. And they're like, well, what did you fucking tell this guy? And he's like, I didn't say shit. You just told him my experience.
I feel bad.
Right? He's going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, I actually.
Zach's a grown man. He can make his own show.
Well, you threw him under the bus, I guess.
How?
Well, I don't know. It sounded like you went to Sean Lowe as like your Yoda. And he was like, thou shalt not lay with woman. And you were like, I'll do it.
Strike me down. Right? Yeah. I mean.
That's the way it sounded.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta love TV. But that's not the way it was. You know, he's been someone so supportive throughout it all. And we really got to know each other right before we started filming.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a great advocate. we knew something like this was going to probably come up, and there's going to be, you know, it being misconstrued.
Yeah. Right.
You know, he's a great friend, and that's the last thing I wanted. And I know that wasn't anything he wanted.
I also forgot that you guys have not seen After the Final Rose because it was filmed live, and then you've been, just as you were walking in, you're like, we've been going from this to this to this, so you hadn't even seen it.
No, not. I mean, clips, you know, we got to watch the proposal before. That was something we wanted to do together.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, for whenever portion, we were live on stage. But other than that, like a lot of the episode, no.
Okay, yeah. So...
did Clayton's experience influence you at all?
So Clayton's season was the only full season I had ever watched.
Right.
So of the show in general.
This was my thesis, is that you watched Clayton's season, you saw the fallout from Clayton's season. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would do the, I would get in my head, I'd be the same way. How do I make sure I get out of this unenviable, you know, week that men don't generally do well afterwards?
Yeah.
You know, the women, it's a different thing. And how do I get out of this week without having to live with this the rest of my life? And I would watch Clayton's season and go, well, that guy fucked up.
Yep.
I don't want to do that. So I got to zig when he zagged. Did that influence you making a decision to have a rule?
1,000%. Because as I mentioned before, I'm not big into the show. I never really watched it. I mean, a handful of episodes. But Clayton's season I watched in particular because of me being on The Bachelorette.
Absolutely.
I wanted an idea. And I saw, you know, the rose ceremony from hell.
Right.
I was still kind of like understanding what the hell went wrong, because so much went wrong. And I, when it finally caught up, like once it was fantasy suite or overnight week for me, you know, I wasn't planning into it the entire season. I was just taking everything week by week, and then it just was sprung on me. And it's like, oh, fuck, I don't know how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know exactly what not to do. And,
right.
And that's from Clayton. Great guy. He always gave advice, but he's like, just don't F up like I did. And I was like, dear God, if I do that, I mean, it's the end of
yes,
the world.
Yes, sir.
Well, for every action, there's a reaction.
Yeah.
To me, that's why. And we talked about on the podcast. I was like, no guy should have to go through that week.
No.
As much as every guy goes, you know, the dumbest person in the room goes, that's the best week. And it's like, no.
It complicates everything.
Fuck,
nobody's thinking about the aftermath.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
One question that you brought up earlier about, like, how you got to watch The Proposal. Did you guys watch the show together at all?
So we watched one or two episodes together.
The first two.
Yeah.
Katie just had a long, deep breath. Yeah, we watched.
Yes, we did.
But I talked to Zach and I said, you know what, I think it's best that I watch this on my own, process my own emotions. Yeah. And, you know, any questions that I did have or any feelings and that I wanted to address them to Zach, I would. And we would get through them. And that's all I could ever want in a situation like that. So
yeah, because there's no right way to do it, and we work through every episode. Like, we would have those, you know, tough calls and talked everything through because we lived it, but also when you watch it, sometimes it's a little different or seen differently. So something we always constantly talked about, like, we've got great communication. She's a great communicator, and that's kind of why things are just so not easy, but it makes things easier than they really should be sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, like, it's got to be hard to just to watch that back and also, like, to watch, you know, your relationships grow with other people. Mm-hmm. You're sitting there going, and you know it's happening, but, you know, it's like going on dates. You know they're still single, but they're there with you.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's different watching it now as his fiance.
Ooh.
So to rewatch, relive that in a different light, it's tough.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
actually so going off of that, we do these would you rathers, and Jared and I actually talked about this on the last podcast. I'm curious. So going off this, would you rather, if you could go back in time and not watch your guys' season and, like, live in this, like, this is us, this is what happened, be done with it? Or are you glad that you watched it? Or would you have, like, kept it the way things are and you watch the season?
That's a good question. I have a few thoughts about that. I really enjoyed watching our love story unfold.
Yeah.
Our moments together. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. However, I will say, though, it was very tough to watch some scenes. I did shed a couple tears for sure.
I would too.
But also the way that he talks to some of the women, and when they, you know, they brought up their life story or their, you know, their traumas in their life, seeing him respond the way that he did honestly warmed my heart in a way. Aww. And I was like, it really showed his character.
Right. I mean, it's funny.
I know, it's weird to say that, but.
No, I understand that. You're like, oh, this is the guy. You're getting to know him too through the show. How did he do it?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. Like, you read someone's Our Story page on the wedding website. They leave out all the stuff that you have to watch.
Yeah.
Right. They leave out, you know, like, oh, that's, you know, and he didn't text me back for 3 weeks. And it's like, from his side, it'd be like, yeah, I was ignoring this chick and she wouldn't stop texting me. You know, like, the Our Story page would be like, and finally we found each other. And it would be like, there's all these other things in between the lines that you would go, well, that's really what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's now you guys go back to Austin. Are we going to live together right away? That's the plan?
In the summer, we're going to move in together.
In the summer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now I'm actually in a few days, actually road tripping from California to back to Austin.
Oh, wow.
Because I kind of moved here for the filming.
Yeah. So you're moving Katie twice. Didn't he move you guys on one day, or, like, he put up, you guys set up, did, like, the
the bed setup? Yeah, that's the beauty of travel nursing, though. Like, it's always, like, once one contract's done, you're off to the next one and a new home. And that's just
is
the reality of that. But
travel nurses.
It'll be a little different. Yeah. A little different.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, so I think to go back to people not liking you, Zach, and I don't want to bring up bad stuff.
Let's do it.
I think it's got to be that we didn't have a lot of you from the season before. Usually you get to know the person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then people that, what you do is you start defending someone you don't know, but you've been led to believe you know from the show. You go, well, I like that one character, and it becomes you versus them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's, I was very, you know, adamant about it. Like, I get why people don't really know me, because not a lot was shown. You know, a lot of last season was cruise ship drama. And
we know Patrick Warburton. We know that about you. We know
from
your,
like,
David Putty's
small clip at the hometown.
Nephew, and
but
then we know,
never forgot.
Right, that's the one thing we know. And then we know, you know, that it got weird at some point with Rachel.
Yeah, that's literally it. And then I was just like a tall, dopey dude walking around on the show. Like, no one really knew like what I sounded like, anything about me. And, yeah. and I get it. And I was like, I was shocked when I was even being considered for The Bachelor.
Right.
I was like, are you sure? Like, I knew it. I wasn't going to be America's choice by any means. But
do you? Well, listen. It's tough.
Nobody's
to be
ever
choice.
Is America's choice.
One of my best friends, you know, was like in contention.
Who's your best friend?
Nate. So Nate Mitchell.
So you guys are very close.
I mean, he was very close.
How come he wasn't ever on the show? Was there ever a point like, hey, let's bring in the friends to like
instead of Sean Lowe?
Instead of Sean Lowe, right?
No. So actually, I had some friends from Austin be included, but that was never shot.
Never shot.
Or it was shot, but never included.
Gotcha.
But no, I mean, everything was kind of show's end.
Past the show, did you have ever talked to Rachel at all after the show?
You know, she actually sent me a really sweet message a few weeks back, just in support with everything going
That's
on.
That's really
and,
nice.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, there's no bad blood there, and it was just a really nice text she sent.
Okay, so but there was no, beyond that text, you guys never
no,
really like.
No, I haven't seen her or talked to her since really that AFR. Yeah.
So you, because it feels like you're like not in the Bachelor scene.
Thank God.
I know. Yeah,
is that by design?
So you don't want that.
Yeah, that's, no.
I mean, Kay is the ringleader of the whole Bachelor scene on the West Coast. She's at the San Diego embassy.
The headquarters.
Oh, you're in San Diego?
I'm in LA. In LA, but I go down to San Diego a lot, and I see all the people down there, and I know a lot
all,
of the people from the show.
All there.
They're
it's so bizarre. It's so
like,
bizarre.
I mean, they're all just in there on TikToks together, and it's...
I saw Tyler on another podcast from last season, and he was like,
love
yeah,
Tyler.
I think I'm moving to San Diego. I was like, of course you are.
With
like,
Avon.
I was like, I don't think anybody actually wants to live in San Diego. I think they just want to be with the other Bachelor people. Like a whole...
That's so funny because people on my season, some of the girls...
They're already talking
about
it?
San Diego?
San Diego.
Of course.
Yeah.
It happens.
Can you guys come to LA? Like,
to
hello? I mean, it won't stop raining, but like, I feel like there's upsides.
It's tough to beat San Diego as a town. I can understand the draw.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Outback Steakhouse, your wish is our command. Backed by popular demand, steak and lobster at a special price starting at $19.99. Come enjoy our bold center-cut sirloin seasoned with our signature blend of 17 spices and paired with a buttery, succulent lobster tail. Hurry in to Outback Steakhouse where your steak and lobster wishes come true at a price you can't miss. Steak and lobster, starting at $19.99. No rules, just right.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I also need you guys to keep in mind that Jared has an infatuation with Ariel.
Am I Ariel's type?
Important.
That's the
you
only question
should have just
I
asked
want.
Us that. So Ariel is Kay's like best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so am I her type? I'm putting.
That's
a no.
She's
got to
answer
that one. I'm so disappointed.
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of
her. I'm so disappointed that she did the same sigh that she did before when she when you asked her if she watched the show. She did the.
There's your answer.
That's my answer. When you met her family, was that
slide into her DMs? She was.
We've done some very very not like. She's written that she laughed at things. I'm sure she's getting sent a million things that I've made jokes about.
She friend zoned you already?
Oh, yeah.
Felt a little friend zone-ish. Well, I knew what was going to happen. I knew. I even said when she got kicked off the show, I said, she'll do the Jewish woman cleanse. She'll go to Miami. Oh. She'll go to one hotel. She'll go to 11. And then that whole, I don't follow her, but I kept getting sent exactly what I said she would do. She went to Miami. She's at this hotel, and like doing the.
She'll be
at Sedell. She'll have a bagel. She'll have a some lox. You know what I'm talking about.
She knows of you for sure. She sent me a lot of your TikToks. We laugh about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
She's laughing about it.
That's,
slide into the DMs. Hell yeah. See what she says.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't encourage me to get turned down.
Well, you don't know.
Put yourself out there.
Who knows? Ariel's going to listen to this and just be shaking her head.
This is off topic, but I have a question for Katie. This is something that I get DMs about that we've talked about before. We need to know. The girlies need to know.
Mm. Okay.
How right. the fuck do you guys get your nails done? What's the nail situation? Mm. How are you what's the, you know what I mean? We've been thinking about that because everybody has their nails done. And I'm like, that's a long time. I need mine done every 2 weeks.
On our downtime, sometimes they would let us go to a salon and get our nails done. Me, at the start, I actually had press-on nails. In our first one-on-one, I literally was missing two. Like, I showed up and I had three nails hanging on. And this wasn't aired, but I was like, hey, this is what you're dealing with tonight. And
hanging on for dear life, those three nails.
But yeah, sometimes we could get our nails done and... Yeah.
Honestly, that's been a huge question that I get in my DMs all the time. They're like, how do they all have their nails done and like keep everything up to date?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions like that, as well as a lot of people ask if we eat the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Always.
Yeah.
Do you get to eat? Always?
I mean, you got to eat.
The answer is no. That's prop food.
Well, yeah, it's technically real food, but it's made 6 hours in advance by the art department.
Gotcha.
So they want it to look good. I got curious. I'm a big foodie. I've tried the food.
It doesn't look good.
It's not good. It doesn't. Purple mashed potatoes.
Like, here's some caviar that's been sitting out for 8 hours without being on ice.
You'll be in the bathroom for hours if you eat the prop food.
Now, here's a question I have. Do you talk at all about your... You're not with a phone. Mm-hmm. To me, the phone is the third person in the relationship. Mm-hmm. How do you discuss your phone habits? Mm-hmm. Does it ever come up like, I'm a phone guy, I'm not a phone guy, I'm this type of texter, I'm that type of texter, I'm a social media person? And when someone, there was a person on your season who brings up, hey, we're going to be at this many followers, we're going to be able to... I understood why they knew that. Like it did to me, as a viewer, it didn't feel like that meant they were there for followers. They just had a knowledge of that world and knew social media. But how does that, is that something you bring up with people?
No, I think that's two different things of you mentioning like, oh, am I a phone person or not versus the follower.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
I think that's two different things. And I mean, we're not naive that we're on a big show that has a following, and yes, there's social media. We're not naive to that. It was the fear for me was being fooled by someone that would say the right things, but is solely there for the followers and not even opening up to see if there's a chance, if there's a relationship.
Right.
So that was my fear. And I think it's pretty apparent, and I think it was pretty quick to sort out. Like in the first couple of weeks, I was able to kind of put my finger on it and follow my gut on that. But to your first question of like a phone person, she knows, and we talked about it, and she said it's something that she actually really liked about me early on is I'm not a social media dude. Like if I have my phone, I'm probably just playing like phone games or checking email. Like I don't like social media. I don't know how to do it really well. She, what she likes.
I follow Katie on TikTok. I see Katie's TikToks. Very cute. I saw you get your hair done.
They're good.
Yeah.
Well, it does seem like it's an ick for a lot of women. Like,
TikTok is for the girlies.
Has a following. Yeah. TikTok's for
TikTok
the girls.
TikTok is for the girlies. There's something about a girl making a thirst trap on TikTok and you're like, yes, bitch. And then a guy does the same thing. And then I realize, and I'm like, wow, he's hot. And then I'm like, oh, wait, he probably did multiple takes of that. And I'm like, ugh, and I can't get it
a little bit.
Like he's like, wait, I didn't get that transition of me taking off my shirt. And I'm like, ooh.
Right.
And I can't get past That's it.
Hilarious. You will never it's catch true. Me.
Yeah,
I can't get past it. I mean, do you talk about, like, I'm a good texter, I'm a bad texter? Like, you don't even know yet.
Well, we have really good communication. And honestly, it was kind of a little bit challenging, more so because when we were done filming, I was going back to my night shift nursing. So we would have, like, minimal hours in the day. We would FaceTime a lot. And sometimes, like, when I would have a little bit of a break, I would call him really quickly, but never been an issue with us.
Well, they also live in the same city, which I think that could help.
Not at that time.
Yeah, we haven't lived in the same city at the same time.
I was in California
for like the past several months because of this show. Yeah. So we were doing distance and she was
different time
working
zones.
Nights and 2 hour difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it could sound really bad, but it ended up being really easy. Like, we would make time for the phone calls, the texting, and
sure,
it was great.
And they send you on the trips, right? Yeah. What's the trip you guys did? So when the show ends, you guys get together.
Happy couple weekends.
Where did you do your happy couple weekends?
So we had several, I think 5 in total.
Oh wow,
4 or 5. So the show, like, sets you up every few weeks. At an Airbnb in LA, typically.
Right. One of the good ones, right? It's really like one of the wild ones. Oh, yeah. The one you would never get.
Never.
There's like 6 beds. I'm like, why do we need this? But Goldilocks.
Yeah, you gotta.
No, I'm not gonna say
it. Is that a safe word? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Goldilocks.
No, she likes all the beds. Yeah. 3 bears.
You pick your bed.
Yep.
Right. No.
I didn't know where we were going with it, but we'll take Goldilocks.
You fucked it all 6 bets. Okay, we got it out there. Okay, right, now, okay. You got to. New couple, come on. I want to see.
Hey.
Let me see what house. The, you know, let me see the bunk bed that's shaped like a race car. You know, I get it. Yeah.
So we would have those weekends, and we would get stir crazy because you're supposed to stay within that building for 4 days. And
right. You can't leave together because you will be seen and ruined.
Right.
Yeah.
But we got a little stir crazy, and obviously we put disguises on and went out quite a bit.
You put disguises on?
Well, you're not allowed to be seen together.
I remember Hannah and Dylan, we used to do that. Hannah Godwin and Dylan Barber, they would put full-on disguises and go out.
Yeah. We never got caught.
It's strange that they would do LA. Like, why not send you to, like, somewhere? Like, go to Fort Lauderdale, right? Like, I don't know why that's the spot, you know?
Yeah, well, we did one in Austin, which was awesome, too. Because, like, with her schedule as a night nurse, like, it's very busy.
Right.
And, like, I didn't want her to constantly, like, when she was off,
too much.
Get on a flight to California, do this, fly back, go back to work. So it was cool that we were able to actually get it in Austin.
Wow,
Yeah.
And I think maybe the LA location, primarily because of handlers.
Yeah, we needed producers with
which
us.
Which they lived there. Only, so
at the same place?
Somebody.
Only at the Austin one because they didn't live in the area, whereas like the producers in the LA area go home and they just help us, you know, keep an eye on us, but they're really not there.
I was about to say, you could not put me in the same Airbnb as a newlywed or newly engaged couple.
That was,
there's not enough. No. I'd be like, la la la, not enough headphones.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So they give you the unlimited DoorDash.
Yep. Yep.
What are we ordering?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sugar fish.
A lot of sugar fish.
Sugar fish.
No.
Yeah.
She loves sushi. Sugar fish.
Jared, have you had it?
I have a bit. I'm not. I have a whole thing on sugar fish.
Why?
I think we've been marketed to. It's okay.
Okay.
Have you eaten it in the restaurant? Have you eaten it in the restaurant?
Here's the problem. No, I've had it in the restaurant. They don't give you rice when you ask for extra rice. Sugarfish can go fuck itself. I think this place is garbage.
You
I think
heard
we,
that loud and clear.
No, it's built for millennials. From the minute you walk in, us millennials, a certain age group, we like to know that the chef knows us. All making it for you. You know, have it my way. It's all marketing. And then they put it in the Tiffany's case. They make it look good. They spread it out. When in reality, it's all built to make their costs cheaper. They only have 5 fish. They only use so many ingredients. If you think of it from a supply chain background, they are fucking us because they only have to spend so much on the fish. If you can't get extra rice, you can go fuck yourself.
No, okay? I want the sugar fish.
So
my question is,
where should we have ordered that?
Oh, I think it's a great place to order from. I get why you would. I don't have an alternative.
No.
I'm not here with solutions. I'm only here to 10-point out issues.
I want the sugarfish gods to know that I am excluded from this narrative and I will not.
You can't ask for extra rice. It's insane. It's sick. The whole menu is built to keep their costs low and you spending as much money as possible. That's my, my bit. That's but I'm sorry. You can like it. Just, I don't mean to yuck your yum.
You yucked a yum.
I kind of did.
Not for me.
Just the next time you go to a sugarfish and you see on the wall, like, my way or whatever the fuck they have written, just know that that's all marketing to get you to like it more.
Oh my God. I'm sick.
That is so funny.
Kept your job?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
Sales, you can kind of go in and out.
Yep, yep.
Kept your job?
Yep.
I think that's the question I would ask everyone that comes on. Mm. Like, if I was The Bachelor, which I will never be, I can say it right now.
Oh, okay.
No, because you got height. That's the... Every Bachelor has height. Every contestant has height. I would look horrific on this show. Against the backdrop of these people.
Shorties.
Well, the way I was gagged when I found out that Zach was 6'4", I was jaw to the ground. I was
shocked.
Like, excuse me? Because, I mean, they're usually tall, but not... That's tall.
Sneaky tall.
Katie.
Sneaky tall.
Got the tall.
Yeah.
Good girl.
So, no. Tall. I think that would be my number one question. Like, are you going to keep your job? How does the job work? Because, you know, I do understand, like, there's riches and gold to be had in this Bachelor Nation world. Of a certain type.
Yeah.
You know, if you want that. I would think that that's an important thing that I would ask both ways. Like, how does this work for the future? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Was that something you took into consideration?
Yeah. I'm keeping my job. I'm staying a nurse.
You know, like in a
good schedules too, both of you, like to be able to do other
flexibility, but also normalcy. Because like this was a great experience. We wouldn't like have each other without it. But we're not. We kind of want to focus on our relationship and ourselves, and not like the crazy Instagram and TikToking and influencing. Because you see that. Like I feel like previous couples in the show, or even outside of it. When your relationship's focused around social media and all this kind of stuff and catching that next gig like that.
I think there is fun to it though, but I mean,
yeah,
I'm always going to be a nurse.
Right, different fun.
It weighs a lot onto the relationship because then, you know, if you make your relationship about this, it's like me and you, we're going to make all of our TikToks and our Instagrams and all of our ads together. The second you break up, it's like, well, that's why I was following them, was to see them together. And then it's like I think it's so great that you guys kept your jobs and like have your lives like that, because I think that's the one thing coming out of this is that they go straight into this influencing or whatever, which is great. Make your money. Absolutely make that money.
Right.
Get that
back. I don't know. Ashley, I toting around Jared. I'm just like, oh, I can't imagine.
Also having a separate life, because you never know. I think there are certain jobs that I think it might be hard. Like if you're like a salesman, and I like, or you're like trying to sell me something. I'm like, okay, well, Zach from The Bachelor is trying to sell me a used car. What's happening?
Could work.
I mean, could help.
Could help. You never know.
That's true.
True. Are you guys going on vacation together now? Is that like, do they send you off?
This is our vacation.
This is the vacation?
Our New Year's.
The honeymoon. Yeah.
This is the honeymoon?
This is the first time in Republic and we're doing days of press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up for 26 hours.
26 hours.
Well, listen, I'm going to Austin next month. You're my invited guest if you want to come to the show.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we'd love to.
You don't have to. I understand. I'll do a Bachelor specific set.
We'll
for
support
you.
Guys.
No, yeah, let me go.
Cool.
This was fantastic. You guys are the best. Fun. Thank you. People, that's it for us, right, Kay?
Yeah, that's it. So thanks for listening. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Make sure you're following Zach and Katie if you aren't already. Where have you been? And then Jared?
I'm at Jared Fried. So yeah, thank you guys.
Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.